The Pleasure Zone, Why We Resist Good Feelings and How to Let Go and Be Happy, by Dr. Stella Resnick. Read by the author. The New Pleasure Principle, Discovering the Connection Between Pleasure and Happiness. We're not as happy as we might be. Not in our everyday lives, not in our love lives. And it's not because our lives or our loves are so lacking. Rather, it's because most of us have lost the ability to fully take pleasure in what we have. Happiness involves skills for everyday living that few people consistently practice. Instead of taking pride in our accomplishments, we tend to be self-critical. Instead of holding positive visions of the future, we run worst-case scenarios, thinking that's the way to be prepared for emergencies. Rather than regularly expressing appreciation to those we love, we find fault with them, hoping to make them better. Genuine pride in a job well done, maintaining hope even during hard times, spontaneously expressing gratitude to someone. These are some of the simple pleasures that can enrich and vitalize our everyday lives, which we just don't enjoy often enough. As a psychotherapist, I'm often aware of the opportunities for inner pleasure my clients routinely deny themselves. Somehow, they think they'll get more out of themselves if they grit their teeth and stay in pain.